here again with professional risk analyst Gordon Phillips. You can find us at riskinreality.com. If you're looking for a way to make money from home that does not disrupt your 9-to-5 routine and does not entail public contact or direct selling, then we've got something that might work for you. This is another topic on which Gordon is a true expert. Gordon is the chief risk officer and co-developer of automated forex trading software for the Pisano Insights hedge fund. And in 2000, he developed a proprietary rule-based system for trading currency on the foreign exchange. He has since trained hundreds of students to conveniently trade anytime, day or night, in no more than 30-minute sessions. After listening to this interview, you can learn more at convenience currency trading.com. And Gordon, you were once a successful stock trader. Why did you make the jump to Forex?
Well, I traded stocks for many years, and then in around 2000, a friend of mine said, "Are you trading Forex?" And I said, "I don't know what that is." I had seen foreign exchange currency trading referred to in the back of economic magazines and newspapers. I'd probably seen the word Forex before, but I didn't really connect. And I didn't know it was something that could be traded from a home computer. So I went and I found brokerages online where you could sign up and open what's called a demo account where you can practice with demo money. There's no risk. And I fell in love with it immediately because I saw that it immediately had trading advantages over the equities market. So the stock market in the United States opens at 9:30 in the morning and closes at 4:30 in the afternoon. And the Forex market is open 24 hours a day, starting on Sunday, 5 o'clock New York time, nonstop all the way until 5 o'clock Friday New York time, and then pauses over the weekend. Plus it had a low slippage. You could get in and out of trades almost the fastest you took your finger off the mouse. The trade was executed. I liked the price action. It's what we call refractive price action. A lot of up and down bouncy action, which gives you something that you can actually trade. And a low good margin, low spreads. Bid-ask spread was nice and tight. And that's how I got started.
Okay, you've trained hundreds of students on this system. What does it take to become proficient at this?
Well, that's a great question. I could give you a whole weekend seminar to try to answer that properly, but I'll try to be brief. Anyone of average intelligence with good enough eyesight to look at a chart on their screen and see one line is crossing another line and can learn to spot a particular trade setup, which I could easily teach my children when they were 3 years old. Anybody who could do those things could learn to trade the particular technique that I teach. In other words, there's no previous experience required in any market, trading or investing. There's no exceptional intelligence, no magical insights or intuition. It's very rule-based. It's very pragmatic. It's very objective. It eliminates as much human emotion and psychology as possible from the trading process. It's as close as I've ever seen to a system that allows you to trade like a robot. And as I like to joke, Spock and Data on the old TV Star Trek series would make great Forex traders. So I hope that answers your question.
Let's say you had a friend approach you and he said he had just lost his job and he needs to make some money fast. Would you suggest Forex to him?
I would say you should not be trading Forex. People who trade from desperation and urgency hardly ever trade well or correctly. There's just too much emotional pressure. It almost sounds ironic that when you don't need the money, it's infinitely easy to trade. If you do need the money, you'll self-sabotage almost every single time. So I would say to someone in that situation, find a job, find some income replacement that gives you steady employment, and then in your spare time, without pressure and requirement, open a demo account, learn the trading technique, any trading technique that works, mine included. Master it, get good at it in a demo account where there is zero financial risk, and then open a live account, modestly funded, and learn to make the transition to trading real money. Or even then, no matter how well you trade in a demo account, the minute you start trading live money, you'll feel the butterflies in your stomach. You'll feel the elation when you win and the slight, oh, gee shucks when you lose. And after a period of time, you'll become so dispassionate and unmoved by wins and losses. You literally are, you're indifferent to whether the last trade just won or lost, because you know that the preponderance, the majority of trades will be winners, because you have a mathematical expectation of profit, because that's the nature of the system. Now, once you can do that, then over time, you can gradually learn to develop income from your trading prowess, and then very possibly be able to replace part of or all of your other income. That would be the prudent way to do it. And so I like to joke when someone says to me, "Well, how much money can I make trading?" My standard answer is, "How much would you like to lose?" And it focuses the mind wonderfully, because they realize right away that this isn't a game, this isn't the lottery, this isn't, three cherries on the slot machine. This is a technique that you learn to do and become good at. And once you own it and it's between your ears, nobody can ever take it away from you. You'll own it the rest of your life. You don't need me. You don't need anyone to plug your umbilical cord into. It's a skill that you'll have that'll stand you in good stead forever. There you go.
And how long does it take to learn your system?
Well, the last time I taught a course, the course consisted of 16 modules of approximately 60 to 90 minutes each. So anywhere upwards of 24 hours of total classroom time, quote unquote. And by that point, you would have every last bit of information that you needed in order to trade this technique. And what I imposed upon my students was a requirement that they document, like professionally document and journal their trades, up to 50 trades, 50 trades. In other words, you take a screenshot of the trade as you see it on your chart, so you've captured the visual image of what the trade looked like when you first put it on. Again, this isn't a demo account. You then track the performance of the trade to its conclusion. It's either going to win or lose, the only two things that can possibly happen. And then you do that 50 times, which might take you a period of several months. And at the end of that period, you look at what the net performance was of that system, which it, so far has been positive in every student I've ever taught. And that, not to say that someone couldn't have a negative experience, but it's been positive every single time when students trade the technique correctly and follow the rules. And my offer always stood that if anyone had a negative experience at the end of 50 trades, I would just give them their tuition back. But I haven't had to do that so far.
Okay, paint a picture for us. Tell us what this process looks like for someone who will be trading using your system.
Let me first address what typical trading looks like and then what I teach students to do. The person who wants to trade currency following all the courses out there will spend hours nonstop sitting in a chair staring at the screen. You're literally waiting for certain things to occur. You're waiting for lines to cross. You're waiting for multiple indicators to agree with each other. It's basically nonstop. They call it day trading. The joke is because you can sit there all day trading. And I knew that didn't work for most people. If you have a job and you get up at 6 in the morning, take a shower, commute to work, and start at 8, when are you going to get time in to practice late at night when you're exhausted after the kids have been tucked in? It just doesn't work for most people. And that's one of the reasons why many people were pushed into trading prematurely when they weren't ready, because they had really never had a chance to season themselves. So what I discovered was a pattern based on a particular indicator that is the only truly predictive indicator of future price action that I've ever seen. It's accurate roughly 5 out of 6 times, give or take, which is a very high degree of accuracy. And so the way I teach my technique, I liken it to going fishing. So as I like to tell the story, when I was a kid, I can remember on Saturday mornings seeing my dad come back to the house 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, with all of his fishing paraphernalia. He had these wicker baskets that he would put the fish in, and he had his tackle box, and he had his rod and pole over his shoulder. And I'd say, "Hey, Dad, you catch anything?" "No, they weren't running there. They weren't biting this morning." He didn't say he didn't go fishing. He just didn't catch any fish. That's the analogy here. So the trading setup that I teach my students to spot is not there most of the time. So when do you look for it? Well, you can go look for it 4 or 5 times a day, any time of day, a totally different today from what you did yesterday, totally different from what anybody else in the class does. In other words, depending on what your day looks like because of your life, your job, your activities, there's always spaces in a person's day. There's the coffee break, there's the lunch break, there's the ride home on the commuter bus or train with Wi-Fi. There's the early evening, there's the late evening after the kids are tucked in, the dishes are washed. You could even get up 15 minutes early in the morning before you hit the shower. All you have to do is log in 3, 4, 5, whatever number of times a day for just a few minutes at a time, 3 minutes, 5 minutes at a time. And look, scan through all the currency pairs and all the time frames, which I teach students how to do. And most of the time, there will not be a setup. You'll typically find 2 to 3 to 4 good setups in an entire week, which is quite a few on a monthly basis. Now, when you do see a setup that's tradable, it takes a few minutes to calculate how big a trade you should put on, depending on your risk management, and to physically put the trade on the account, to click here and click there just to put the trade on, and then walk away. And you will never, ever adjust that trade. You won't babysit it, though nothing further. You could literally throw a blanket over your computer monitor, come back later and see what happened, because it's either going to win or it's going to lose. So the time efficiency in this method is really astonishing, because it allows, first of all, it allows anybody, no matter what they do for a living. I can literally remember off the top of my head some of the careers or life paths that my students took. I had several commercial airline pilots. I had a tugboat operator in a harbor somewhere in New Jersey. I had a couple of moms who homeschooled their kids. I had a couple of musicians. I remember distinctly a pumpkin farmer from either Illinois or Indiana. I don't remember. Just all kinds of people in all different walks of life, including from all over the world. Those are just the ones I mentioned that I recall that were from America. And each of their lives was completely different. But each one of them had times during the day where they could stop, take a break, and look for a setup. And once you get good at this, you could be looking for a setup with one eye and watching Netflix with the other. You could be checking your voicemail and looking for a setup. You could be having a sandwich and looking for a setup. It doesn't require a lot of processing power mentally. You just need to know what you're looking for. And when it's there, you place the trade and then you walk away. And unlike traditional trading, where you're constantly babysitting the trade while it's open by moving and adjusting what are called your stop loss positions and your take profit positions, everything in this technique is 100% preset. And you'll either hit your take profit target or you'll hit your stop loss target and lose an acceptable previously determined percentage of your account, the most you're willing to risk on any one trade. So again, it totally changes the game as far as allowing anyone to learn how to do this. And it's really been remarkable for many, many of my students over the years. If you're on a 4-hour chart where every one of the what are called candlesticks that show up on the screen takes 4 hours to mature. And if I look and there's no setup on any of the 4-hour charts, and there's no setup that's even going to happen over the next 2 or 3 periods of 4 hours, well, it's not going to happen the whole rest of the day. So I might as well not even bother looking at the 4-hour chart the rest of the day, but I might look at the 1-hour chart, the 30-minute chart, the 50-minute chart, and so forth. Yeah. And if I see something that looks like, gee, this looks like it could work out, it's going to take another couple periods to complete the pattern, and I'm on a 1-hour chart, to see, that'd be 2 hours from now. I think I'll set a timer on my phone. So 2 hours from now, my phone goes beep, 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 and I quickly log in and go, oh yeah, wow, the pattern completed. It's all set to go. I can take a minute here and trade this. Or it might be, nope, didn't work out. Come back again. It's very simple.
All of these trading platforms provide an array of technical indicators to use in assessing your trading setups. You approach this quite differently. Tell us about it.
The indicators that you're addressing to the person who doesn't know what you're talking about, these are called technical indicators. And they're visual representations of price action that you can drop right on a chart. And they have all different colorful appearances to them, wavy lines that cross and little zigzaggy things that go up and down. And they have all kinds of crazy names like the alligator indicator, the chaos indicator. And there are literally dozens of them. And as I've always said, every single one of them is just a glorified moving average, which looks at historical price action and tries to project it off into the future under the presumption that whatever the trend has been up until now will continue, persist for a little bit longer. They all lag price action badly, and they're typically not predictive of future price action. You're lucky if you're trading purely on indicators, if you're right 55 or 60% of the time. Now, there's a particular phenomenon that occurs with a unique indicator. It's called the Moving Average Convergence Divergence, or MACD. It's called the MACD. And the MACD is a very unique indicator that measures the delta, or the rate of change, between two different moving averages of different periods, subtracts one from the other, and then tracks the moving average of the difference. Now, that won't mean anything to anybody listening to this because it's very visual and you'd have to see it and I'd have to explain it to you. But the takeaway simply is the MACD indicator absolutely follows the price action 95% of the time. The price goes up, it goes up. The price goes down, it goes down. The price goes way up, it goes way up. And the price goes way down, it goes way down. But once in a while, the MACD does not follow the price action. It does what we call diverges from the price action. So this trading technique is called price divergence. So let's say the price goes up, the MACD goes up. Price comes back down, MACD comes back down. Price goes back up even higher than it did the first time. The MACD doesn't do that the second time. It hardly goes up at all. The MACD is screaming out loud that this second price move is overdone, overshot, overbought. It's gone up too high, too far, too fast, too quickly, and has a very high percentage probability of pulling back down to a, I'll say, quote unquote, more reasonable price. The MACD is literally saying if we were to place a trade on the short side, we place a trade now where we're, I'll use the word betting. I don't like using gambling terms, but we're speculating that the price action will come back down now because it went up too high, too far, too fast, too quickly. When following the MACD in that situation, we find that about 80, 81, 83% of the time, that turns out to be true. And the reason is because price action is determined by human beings. When people look at the stock market, they think it's a chart of stock price, or a chart of stocks. It's not. It's a chart of human beings buying and selling stocks. And that's not just a semantic difference, because human beings always, it's part of our DNA. We always overreact. Fear and greed, exuberance, anxiety. When things are going up, a bunch of people pile on. Wow, the price is going up, going up, going up. Oh, I'm going to buy too. Everybody else is buying. The smart guy just bought. I'm going to buy too. And at some point, the price goes so high, it runs out of steam. And then one smart guy says, you know, I think it's gone up as high as it's probably going to go. I need to get out of here and take some profit off the table. The next guy says, gee, that guy's really smart. And I saw what he did. I think I need to get out of here too. And pretty soon, some selling pressure enters the market and the price peaks and creaks and turns over and starts coming back down. And then people say, oh my God, the price is going down. Now I can make money by trading it on the downside. And they trade it down, 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 and it goes all the way down. And then somebody says, you know, it's gone down an awful long way. I could make some really good money right now and take profit off the table if I just get out of this short trade. I think I'll buy, because you have to do the opposite to get out of a trade. If you bought, you have to sell to get out. And if you sold, you have to buy to get out. So now they're buying at the bottom. And the next guy says, gee, that guy's pretty smart. I think I'll get out too. So it's the analogy would be like the pendulum in a grandfather clock. If you hold it all the way to one side and let go, it doesn't go right to the middle and go bunk and stop right there, right? It goes right past the mark. And then it swings by back again, and it swings back again. And if it weren't being powered by any kind of a mechanism, it would gradually lose, you know, momentum, and it gradually would come to rest in the middle, right? That's what price action does. It vacillates, it oscillates constantly. It constantly overshoots the mark in all different time frames. It's fractal. It's fractal. So in other words, what's happening on the 5-minute chart will happen 12 times in 1 hour. What's happening on the 1 hour chart will happen 4 times in 4 hours. What's happening on the 4 hour chart will happen 6 times in 1 day. So you can have price divergence in any one of those time frames that doesn't exist in the other time frames. So this divergence phenomenon is completely unique to the time frame that you're looking at. And then to your point, there are a couple dozen different currency pairs that can be traded. So it could be the US dollar being traded against the Canadian or the Australian or the New Zealand dollar. It could be the British pound trading against the Japanese yen, trading against the euro, or trading against the Swiss franc, et cetera, et cetera. Every one of those is an opportunity to look at price action. So that's what we do. The MACD is very, very predictive, because what it does is it looks at what just happened in the very last one or two periods of an extreme overly done price move and says, gee, you know, the chances that that was overdone and is going to correct is very, very high. And you jump in and you take advantage of that phenomenon. And most of the time you're right. And it's a very easy pattern visually to see on the screen in front of you. And as I used to joke, if you had a seeing eye trading dog, it could bark once for buy and once for sell. It's something that can be literally taught to anyone. I even had a student once who was colorblind, and they said, I can't tell when a red line is crossing a green line. I said, that's not a problem. Let's make one line thicker than the other line on the screen, and we'll look at when the thin line crosses the thick line or vice versa. And he said that works.
Another fundamentally different approach to trading Forex is to fund an account but let someone else, authorize someone else to trade for me. What are the pros and cons, as you see it, of that approach?
They're completely different worlds. I mean, they're poles apart. In one, you're 100% relying upon another human being who could be having a bad hair day, or his best friend just died, or his engine just fell out of his car and he's not really paying attention today, or whatever, and then he decides a week from now he doesn't want to do this anymore. In other words, if you're plugging your umbilical cord into other experts, you're always going to get the results that they get and pass along to you. Whereas when you own the technique, if you learn anything, the ability to do anything, I don't care if it's, you know, learn how to brew beer in the basement or fix your own bicycle or whatever it may be in life, once you have that knowledge, you don't need someone else to do it for you. It's the same thing with trading. Once you learn the technique, you have it. As they say, a bell once rung cannot be unrung. Once you have this information between your ears, you own it for the rest of your life. Wouldn't you want to be in that position rather than perpetually depending upon an expert?
Now, you also recommend that your students place 50 demo trades before funding a live account. What's your rationale behind 50? What's so magical about 50 demo trades?
As it turns out, if you're spotting 2 to 4 trades a week, it's going to take you anywhere from a couple of months to half a year to put on 50 trades. So you're not in a hurry. You're taking a reasonable pace, removing emotion. Again, it helps to set a proper expectation of the timeline. In other words, if you're going to do this for the rest of your life, for years and years and years to come, what difference does it make if it takes you 2 months or 6 months to get good at it, right? There's no urgency. There's no sense of anxiety or enervation, let's put it that way. So 50 was a nice round number I came up with. And I said, you put on 50 trades and you journal them. You document them by first taking a screenshot. And by the way, you also take a second screenshot when the trade wins or loses. So now you have the before and after. So I can come along later and I can look at the student's performance and I can agree that, yep, those were all perfectly good trades. Yeah, good setup, doing a good job. Yeah, you're spotting good trades. Yep, following all the rules. And you had a very reasonable outcome. You know, good for you. Excellent. And if the day ever comes and a student doesn't have that performance after 50 trades, well, then they'll get their money back. But again, as I've said before, we haven't seen that so far.
And my last two questions, what are your guidelines for determining the amount of money used to fund a live trading account, and how much do you risk on each trade?
The standard rule is you never, ever risk in trading or investing more than you can truly, comfortably live without. And that's going to be unique for each person. That's the first step. The second part of your question was the risk management. In other words, how aggressively are you trading? This has to do with what's called the position sizing. every time you put a trade on, how big is that trade as a percentage of your entire account? And I suggest that common sense and prudence would dictate that you trade extremely conservatively in the early phases of your trading career, both because it helps to get the butterflies out, calms your nerves, gives you a chance to prove yourself, and yet not be risking very small amounts of money. And as time goes by and you become seasoned, you can become increasingly more enthusiastic, shall we say, in your trading.
What about a percentage per trade?
Well, that's what I teach in the course. We have tools that we use, spreadsheets that show the student exactly, if I'm going to trade at a 1% risk per trade, what would that look like? How would I calculate the trade size? What would the expected outcome be, and so forth? But again, that's all part of the toolkit that's provided with the course.
Okay, tell us about your training modules.
Well, the last time I taught, as I said earlier, I believe there were 16 modules in the last course I taught 5 years ago, and they constituted anywhere up to somewhere around 24 hours. But it's all video recorded, 100%, very immersive, deeply immersive, the way I taught it the last time. And the last three or four videos, last three or four sessions with the students were just nonstop repetition of the trading setup over and over and over again to make sure everybody really understood it.
Thank you, Gordon.
You're welcome. Thank you.